This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that fast money sensation, it's time to open up your ears to Twinnovation.
Howdy, 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 folks. Welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my lovely twin brother, El Jefe the Chef. He's always chopping it up.
This train's about to go off the rails.
Choo-choo! And Queen A, my lovely fiancée.
Hey.
Hey, a bada bing, a bada boom. Graces us with her beautiful presence.
Did you buy like a uniform?
My
pajamas?
I'm matching the couch, my shorts and my shirt.
Is it a onesie?
No, it's not a onesie, Jeffrey. I'm better than that. It's a twosie.
Where'd you get it? Did you buy them at the same store?
No, they're separate. This is actually one of our old sponsors, Mack Weldon shirts, which
Mac.
I love.
Very soft.
How do you Mack Weldon?
I Mack Weldon very well, Jeffrey.
It's like a Buck Mason, you know, just like
stretchy in all the right places. Right. You know, I kind of look stronger in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It accentuates the layer.
A noble gent.
I like it. It's a quality t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. It's a good color on you. We have to stay away from the creams, they say.
With our pink lobster salmon skin. We're navy blue boys. Forest greens of the ward. Maybe even the cranberries in your...
Yes, David. You know all your colors.
Yes, well, I do know my colors. It's taken many years, but I know my colors, folks.
I love that.
Folks, do you smell that? It's the beef of the week. The beef of the week is, of course, a segment where we air out our grievances with society as a whole, I would say. You know, I did notice, and I don't know who to be mad at about this, but I was at the grocery store the other day. You know, you really have to go to the grocery store every other day if you want the fresh foods.
Of course. Yep. Yes.
Obviously, there's an awning over it to cover the
fruits and vegetables. Did you bring your growth stick?
No, I did not bring my growth stick.
I'm sure you brought your growth stick in one form or another.
Very good, Jeffrey. Huh? Very good, I said, Jeffrey. But they were doing some work outside, metal work, and there was like shards of like the
splintering off
into like all the fruit outside.
Oh my gosh.
The origin of the razor blade in the apple, which the Halloween myth, the urban myth of people handing out.
That was like an Australia thing, I think.
I think it was turned out to be a myth because, like, wouldn't you notice like a big like cut in an apple?
What do you mean a myth? I think it happened. Someone probably just stuffed a bunch of.
Yeah, but don't you see where all like the insertion cuts of putting the razor blade? Like it's not growing around it.
Oh.
But could it?
I think these people are trying to like go out of their way to hide things inside of them. And those people are
creepy. If it's mid-growth and you insert something into it.
They're not inserting the mid-growth.
Would that apple wrap around?
What do you think? This is an apple farmer that's trying to put the razor blades into the children?
There should be some goony kids out there.
Long con there. To fuck up someone's nose,
you know? First, I'll grow an apple tree. Then, mid-growth, insert razor blades.
Fuck a nine-year-old's night up.
Halloween. Watch out.
Yeah, I think that was a myth. It's been disputed, debunked.
Still gotta watch out, make sure that your candy hasn't been tampered with.
How so?
Do you mean how so? Like someone hasn't done anything to the candy. People are creeps. People do all sorts of weird shit.
But how do you like a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
What could you do to it?
You could buy a bunch of Snickers wrappers you could open
a needle, inject something into it.
I said jizz into it.
Well, you could inject jizz into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could inject
something. Well with the wafer.
What?
A jizz wafer.
Ew.
Guys, that's not what this show's all about.
So what's your beef? Your beef is with the construction workers?
I kind of got a good laugh out of it, but it did. I wish I caught it on camera. It's pretty funny to see.
But maybe it was just like they're using like a saw that's like shooting up sparks.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's in the sparks, though.
No, it just, you know, it had a look to it.
It seems sure like enough. That's the type of thing that could turn you into a superhero somehow, or poison you.
The mixing of agriculture and manufacturing in that one shot, the hot chards of...
Chards again, David.
Steel against the fresh lemon-limes of the Appalachian Mountains.
I don't like how they choose dichotomy. To have certain fruits outside.
Well, you know, the ones and that
they don't
can
bring
take
them
a little...
in at night either. They cover it up and, you know.
I don't care for that.
No, me neither.
I don't know if that's
open
pretty...
to the environment. There's rats.
Yeah. Yeah. Rats, roaches. I don't like that.
Eating all your fresh fruit.
Oh, good. Yeah. Let's get these rats healthy. Maybe they'll stop biting people.
That's why you've got to. Wash your fruit. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Always.
You ever worried about a rat crawling up the toilet and biting your little pucker nut?
Yeah, you know, my roommate in my first apartment claims to have seen like some kind of thing in the toilet. This was like 10 years ago.
Squirm through and like.
And I don't know if she was, you know,
grab onto that little balloon nut.
That ew.
Pull you down in.
It could happen.
Inside out.
It's just a wagon. It's toothless, you know.
They're selling
rips through the
fake mice at that little Halloween store down the street.
Yeah, well, I mean, who's making these things? How many fake mice do you think have been made?
That's not what I would choose for like my Halloween decorations.
Like rubber, or it moves around.
Rubber,
yeah, rubber. Yeah.
Is it windy? Or
I don't
just
think
like,
so.
Yeah, they come in like a pack of four.
That's cute. It's very cute.
Something like that.
Well,
folks, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. Does anyone else have a beef that they'd like to share?
No.
Yeah, everything's good, huh?
Yeah, you know, things tend not to be that bad.
Things are actually pretty great for me right now. I'm doing better than ever, actually.
Yeah, you're rising higher than I could have ever imagined.
I'm not an angry person anymore.
Right.
I'm happy.
What happened?
I've been getting many new jobs.
Nice.
I'm out and about. I feel like I'm alive again.
Alive and well.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect way to start the pitch.
The queen of the week, if you will.
The queen of the week. Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
folks, but I'm really excited about our first individual up in the pig pen.
Mm-hmm.
He's the babiest with the most daviest. And he's got the most flaviest. He's me. Hi,
yay,
guys. How you doing? Davy Crockett out here.
Waka waka.
All right. Let me to pose a question.
Please do.
What's one of the worst parts about laying down?
Laying down.
Your back pain, David.
Yes, I do have the back pain.
I was going to say you're watching TV and you have the closed captioning on. It's hard to read it sideways.
Oh,
so you
okay.
almost want it to be up.
Yeah, I want to like to unlock the screen on the phone. So it like
it's a really good
TV phone, and then it like swivels.
That's
cool.
That's cool.
So awesome, then. What would you call that idea? And how much would you sell it for?
Maybe something with like letterbox because you have the letters in it. But
okay.
Like, yeah, I think you got to go like
letters unboxed. You've taken them out of the box.
Yeah. That's good. Letters unboxed.
How much would you sell that for?
I'd give it to the people for free. I
love that.
And then I charge.
And get your name out there, like the Tim Berners Lee.
Get maybe
a
little write up in New York Mag. Maybe I get 30 under 30 still, and they're like, "Hey, you used to be great."
You're still great. You got spark in you. You remind me of that grocery store I go to.
They have 40
Sparks
under
everywhere.
40.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been giving up the last 3 years after I didn't make the 30 under 30.
You still want to get on 30
I
under
was
30.
Also.
They have 40 under 40?
Yeah, of course 30. They do. 40 under 40 is like actually is more well known than 30 under 30.
Well, it was probably easier.
Much harder to get
the 40 bigger
under
pool,
five, right?
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, if you're on the list at all, it's pretty amazing.
For sure. Yeah, well, it's not 30 under 30, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't get the clout of being a young, dumb, and full of
fun. I feel like I actually know a lot of people that have been on that. Yeah, isn't that weird? Too. Don't you? Yeah, yeah. Like, what's up with that? Does it's everyone cool. know a lot yeah. of people that have been on that?
You know.
No,
well,
right?
Well, they do a lot of different categories, I actually believe.
Oh, right. That's why. Because there actually are more than just 30 every year.
Right. Is it?
Yeah, it's like in every category. Like that's true. Category
so maybe it's not as exclusive as I thought. Do I
no.
not want
is
it
is this
anymore?
What you're measuring your like success against? Well, 30,
one
Forbes
needs,
list?
One needs plaques.
Well, we have yes, huge numbers true. In Ukraine. We're doing
we're
a big show
in Ukraine.
We're
like an award or a medal, you know?
Huh? We
you
have
want
fans
an
all
award?
Over the world, yeah, Jeffrey. That's your like award.
You can get an award.
For what?
For the cutest curls.
For podcasting.
Right.
For Curly Q of the Year.
Yeah, no, your curls are pretty good.
And that letter unboxed
sea salt
genius.
Spray, really?
Mm-hmm.
Letter unboxed.
Well, how did that come into your life?
I found it.
Do you make your own or no?
Where did you
find
it?
I looked up making your own, and apparently it's it's not just like salt and water.
Right. Are you using the Sephora surf spray or not?
Dave went and picked that up for me recently. Right, now he knows. Good boy.
I've been using it for a couple of years.
You
actually,
have been. We've been using
to
mine.
To your behest.
Oh, David, that's why that right? I'm running out of huh? it so
Am
fast.
Am I using behest right?
I have
I don't
no
think
idea.
So. Behest, I think, is like my almost like request. Like I want you to be using it. Let's
At
see.
My bequest.
Let's see what behest means.
It doesn't
not
matter.
Not supposed
folks.
To look anything up.
A person's orders or command. Yeah, so that's almost like my request.
I did it. I did it, and I done it well, folks.
What else were you talking about before? I wanted to look up razors in candy.
So what the problem, Jeff? And you kind of hit it two on the square on the head of the nail.
Yes.
But your idea is actually much better than mine. So I'm going to pivot to that.
David, don't sell yourself short.
Letter unbox.
Folks, the worst part about laying down and pay attention because this you're actually the inspiration for this idea.
Oh, okay. Thanks, I would think.
Very recently, Jeff, and I notice you're on your phone now. Okay. So it's very important that I say Anna inspired this pitch.
This better not be something gross, David.
Hey. It's not gross. I would like allow me to introduce my new pillow called the Peach Pit, folks. And what the Peach Pit is it's a hardened pillow that has a crevice in the middle that you can sort of tuck your head in between. And this allows you not only to lay on your side with some of that neck support that you're going to get, but it also gives you that weighted feeling that we're all looking for in those weighted blankets, but we don't necessarily want to put a whole weighted blanket on our
head. Well, so for a little clarification, are you slipping your head in the pit? Is that what that is?
You have the option to, but you can also lay on the peach pit.
Right.
You can turn it over and lay on the
top. I don't get what it looks like.
So it's going to look
like a
two ass cheeks.
Yeah.
It's going to look like
the peach emoji.
With the deeper crevice
that you can like
deeper
slink
crevice
into.
And a little high thigh on that pillow too.
Thigh as well.
Yeah. So a little high thigh.
Okay.
And then in case you want to turn it over and kind of, you know.
Sounds like, and what? Eat it out?
Ew.
Well, you can store some peach jam in there if you want it. No. That's just a joke. But
it does have the thigh or not?
No, it's a little.
Why is this
thigh.
Inspired by me?
Well, because when you were lying down the other day, I had my head on the top of your thigh, and
when?
I thought that was
when I was
really
asleep.
No, when I actually fell asleep. Remember?
Right.
You caught.
Oh,
that.
Like here on the
and
couch.
And then I adjusted my head a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found that it was also nice to kind of dig between the thighs a little.
Ew!
Bit
you here. Didn't. This didn't happen. Were you like imagining? Imagining that I would let you do
this. Yeah, you know when I do.
I don't even let you lay on me.
When I want to have my head nut cracked, you know, us essentially.
Right,
which is
right.
Why you're
like between the
bottom
pinchers,
part.
You're getting squeezed
the
on both sides.
I do like to be squeezed and like compressed.
And so what that's going to do is going to allow you to lay sideways on top between the pillow and then also on your back. You can sort of pivot
a lumbar
the peach
support.
Pit. Yeah. You know, and even put your legs up on it. So it almost sounds like
the human body, I think, is God created the human body. And so I want to base my products off of God's creation.
I see that, and I like
and
that.
So and so the peach pits are actually already selling in some KB's Toys around Arizona.
So it's toys are out of business. So it's a peach pit. Yeah. It's shaped it after a woman's ass, and they sell it in the children's toy store.
After the curves of the gods and goddesses.
Is this like a postpartum depression type of deal, or... You know, for the husband to like no, kind of like yeah, slink
instead
between.
Of the husband, it's the hips and what the and what the peach pit does. It sort of takes into account the.
Is
hips.
There an insert for that?
There's an insert if there's crevices. There's
partnership and, with something like Fleshlight.
Jeff, we don't even like to mention them, and they've reached to us a couple of times, and it's not that's not the direction that we want to go.
When right.
We're looking for. More the people that like to pick the peaches off the branch, if you know what I'm saying.
You do know what you're saying. So no, it's almost like a folded pillow that you want.
It is
you want
like a folded
you want
pillow.
The double yeah. stack. You
you're
know?
Getting the yeah. double
so
stack.
So then, why is
without,
it called the peach pit? Why isn't it called like the burrito pit. Or something?
No, because the peach pit has a good ring to it.
I agree. I like Peach Pit as the name.
I feel like you've had a lot of ideas that are called the Peach Pit.
No,
it's like your last idea was called the Peach Pit.
No, the last idea was not called the Peach Pit.
Well, what was it called, David?
I don't quite remember right now. But I'll let you know the Peach Pit comes with this type of fiber inside that not only has a squish to it, but also has a stretch to it.
Ooh.
Right, right. I was going to ask about the
that's
plushiness
that new
stretch,
of it. Like a technology. Stretch ball? Yeah, like yes, similar to that. This is actually NASA produced this type
right.
of biotechnology.
Do you remember that stress ball that Ryan had? Is
I
it
did.
Kind of like
yes.
that?
Yeah, it's almost exactly like that.
Like you can pull
you
and
can pull it, and you can kind of stick your head
the
in
cheeks
and out
and rip.
Right. Well, we don't like to use the R word.
Yeah, I don't like that word either.
And so you can, so just to round this out, you can nuzzle your head inside, say if you want like complete darkness.
Well, we don't like
bury your head in it.
It depends how big your forehead is. You for sure wouldn't be able to snuggle all the way in there with your 8 head.
Well, dude, but is the point of the pit to get in there though?
But if you want to get in there, you can get in there. But we
I thought
can't.
That was like a big part of the draw. Right. What do you mean? If you want to, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, but you can't suffocate yourself. You're not getting. You know,
no one mentioned
again,
anything.
No one
about
mentioned anything even remotely
well, in
like
our
that.
Early testing, we saw some younger children had problems with pulling it down too low below them.
Oh no! Did anyone die?
Several children.
David,
we're fighting off a pretty big lawsuit now, and we're looking for some investors to help knock out some of those. primary fees
God.
That we've encountered.
David.
Herein and thereof,
what
of
if
course.
There was a pillow that was kind of almost like a giant football helmet that just had like a hole for your face, but it was a pillow you could sleep in?
Click your microphone down a little bit.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a Hey Arnold type of football helmet?
No, it's like...
He's a football head, not a football helmet.
No,
thinking
like...
Thinking of Gerald.
It's like a big... pillow that's on your head, like
yeah,
almost like
so
it's a football
I've
helmet.
I've actually pitched that in episode 117.
And your face sticks out, but it's like a big circle that your head's
right.
inside.
It's almost like a,
it's
a
around
spaceman.
Your neck. Yeah, it's like a spaceman, Jeff. It's a, you're such a wordsmith.
Thank you.
A raconteur.
Ooh, don't know what that means.
It's like a storyteller, wordsmith type.
A raconteur?
Raconteur.
R-A-C-O-N-T-E-U-R?
Yeah, a little speller.
Mm, what wow. is going on right now?
Fun.
We're
Dave,
just
you're out
cajoling.
Of town this weekend, right? K A J O L I N G.
What does that stand for? So, Peach Pit.
It's beyond you, Dave. No.
Peach Pit is actually already on sale, and we're excited to announce.
How much is it?
It's going to be $19.99.
Okay.
And this is something fun. We're also potentially getting our Peach Pit in some Brookstone store. So
You might be seeing this at a mall or an airplane terminal near you.
Okay.
So be on the lookout. Mm-hmm. Tag your peach pits out in the wild. and wearing is caring. So let's send this around the horn for the peach pit. El Jefe, the chef, you're always chopping something up. What do you got?
You know, I think it's a really, really fun idea. I'm thinking of laying down sideways. You can also, you know, sometimes I like to have my arm up, you know, and like under the pillow. And
it's not one of those pocket, you know.
Well, no, it seems nice to like place your hand inside, you know, a warm, comforting little.
You wouldn't put your hand inside the pit like that.
Why not?
That's opening it up way too much. It doesn't go all the way through or anything.
No, I never said it goes all the way through.
I don't think I understand what this looks like if you're saying you couldn't put your hand in
it. You could put your hand in
it. Why wouldn't I put my hand in it?
Well, it's really for more putting your head in.
If your head could fit in it, why couldn't your hand?
Well, you're nestling it in there. You know, you're not really laying. It's not, you're not.
Well, who are you to tell me what I can put in there?
Yeah, how you can use the product.
Coming off children dying, putting their head in. Maybe I want to put my foot in. Maybe I want two of them to put my feet in so it squeezes my feet a little bit. Because maybe I had a long day and I want a little pressure on my feet.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. You're damn right it's interesting, Dave.
No, I like where your head's at, and I would love to have you in as an investor.
Whoa, I've never seen that before, Jeff. Yes.
What?
I didn't know you could do that.
We had, you know, bits back in the day, little impersonations, little impressions.
Oh, you could do all this Houdini. What else can you do?
I mean, that was just like a muffled voice, which is pretty easy.
No, I can do that.
Well, I'm sure if you guys try, you can do it.
Was that an impression of me?
That was an impression of a toddler suffocating.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm so dumb.
No, you're not. I'm in, David, by the way. I'm in with you. I like this idea. It's good. You can always use a better pillow in your life.
Someone would suffocate me.
Remember
with the peach pit.
Remember that game the kids used to play where you'd like do the heavy breathing and then they'd like squeeze your neck and you'd like pass out. It's like a middle school game.
What the fuck? No.
A little bit. I might have played a little too much to remember.
Wait, isn't that like, oh, it's like that knockout game?
Yeah. Well, the knockout game is where the kids on the street punch a stranger. Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to talk about this.
This is like you like breathe super heavily and then someone pretty much like stops breathing for you and you black out.
That's awful. You could die like that.
Yeah, it was like pre-Tide Pods.
You
like
never
a decade
did that,
before.
Jeffrey.
Pre-Tide Pods.
I did it once. Jake, different Jake, sat on my head for a while, and I remember freaking out.
Well, that's what the peach pit essentially is. That's what the peach pit
David,
is.
No, it's not what the peach it pit is. Essentially is.
That's I've been beaten around the peach pit. It's a sex toy.
It sounds like a good easy way to double up a pillow in one.
Yes, I agree.
I like
I think you keep it simple like that. It's like a clamshell almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. You should have called it the clam pillow,
no,
David.
No, the
missed
peach
opportunity.
Pit. No,
missed
it's
opportunity.
Not a missile. No,
David.
The peach pit is perfect.
All right.
So thank you, baby.
You're
Davey.
Perfect, David. That was great.
Clap
Yay.
It out for me. Next
good,
up yeah. in the pig pen, he's my mustachioed little brother. Hmm. He's got an angular jaw. He's got strong personality. He's got those sky blue eyes and those Harry Potter dragon rimmed glasses. He's Jeffy the bestie. What do you got for us, El Jefe?
Guys, what's the, you know, maybe we talk about it a little too much, but I was thinking, you know, with this whole, you know, revolution in the Jewel scene, right? Okay. I'm bringing it back to Jewel, okay?
Okay.
You know, this vape stuff is I think it's going away.
No. What do you mean it's going away?
Well, you know, like New York might outlaw it.
Right. So you're saying the vapes are going away, or are you saying the vape trouble is going away?
What do you mean the vape trouble?
Like do you think that it's going to be easier to vape now, or still even harder? It's going to continue to be banned.
Harder. Right?
I don't know.
Because if they stop selling it in stores, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, I have my own theory about this whole thing about what's happening.
Go on.
The Marlboro or whatever people like right. bought Juul out and they're like shutting it down. They like bought it, took it over, and they're killing it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so I like where your head's at. So, because you see a lot more people since these like deaths, I guess, people are dying.
Apparently.
From like respiratory pneumonia or something, you know, yep. they're, you know, it's out. It's coming out. People are coming out.
Yeah.
Whereas
these kids might already be sick.
David, seriously?
Check them for chicken pox first.
So many more people have died of cigarette use than the Juul.
So and so what was the big problem with Juul initially, like what was one of their first little strifes, you know?
It was the fruity flavors.
The fruity flavors, yeah. Dave, okay?
Marketing to children.
And now we have all these, you know, adolescents who maybe have a nicotine addiction. They're going to get their Juuls ripped away from them. And then where do they go? Okay. They come to
sink into the peach pit.
Because, they come to you.
Because they're not going to want to, you know, smoke that like filthy tobacco nicotine.
They can't go back or they can't go forward if, you know, they've never smoked it. You can't go that way.
What do you mean they can't go that way? They have a craving which they need to, you know,
no,
fill.
For
maybe
sure.
Maybe they don't have a craving. Maybe they'll just.
But
maybe.
It's going to be a rough leap. For them to jump into the tobacco, I guess is what I'm saying.
That's not what Jeff is saying.
Well, that's not what I'm saying because yeah. What I'm adding to those cigarettes is a little plug that goes on the butt of the cigarette. And what that butt plug does is it has a flavor cell in there, okay?
Interesting.
And what that does and is it flavors your cigarette.
Wow.
Welcome to flavored butt plugs.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
And
so
wow.
This, you know, we're not saying it's for cigarettes on the branding or the marketing. They're like fun little, you know, little breathing kind of like a you know, a aroma into your mouth. But hey, it actually does, oddly enough, fit over that tip of the cigarette.
That's amazing. Well,
that is amazing.
$1 million
Jeff.
Idea, mm-hmm. Jeffer.
So what's the shape of it?
So think of like a nut, you know, like a screw nut or like even, you know, like an eraser, you
like
know.
Like a nubbin.
Like a little nubbin that just kind of like you pop the cigarette in and then that's kind of where you mouth it around the little like sleeve, maybe like half an inch long. And, you know, it's just like a little tuber.
Yeah.
And how long does that tuber last?
That tuber lasts you a full pack.
Interesting.
And then three more.
So three full packs or
four packs?
Four full packs.
Four full packs of flavor.
That is.
Sounds like a lot.
It does sound like a lot. And how much does this cost?
But,
though,
but if you're going to say how many sips of a Juul would you say you get in one cartridge?
190.
Okay, so and I'd say a cigarette's probably like 20 puffs, right?
Perhaps.
So, the whole thing. You know what would be really cool? Not smoking anything, by the way.
Of course.
Or inhaling anything.
What was the name of your idea, Jeff?
We're calling it the flavored butt plug.
Oh, the butt plug. Why well, had the butt plug part in there?
Because the cigarette butt.
Because the cigarette
oh,
butt.
Oh, Jesus, David.
Whoa. I am slow. and the price point again, Jeff?
So we do a pack of four different flavors, your variety pack. That'll cost you $10.99.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like cheap, right?
It is a little cheap.
Yeah. And it lasts you, like one of them lasts you like four packs, so like 80 cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, the variety pack, the four pack lasts you four packs.
Oh, I see.
So one per pack.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you cleared that up
yes,
too. Jeff,
I'm also
you.
Glad I cleared that up yes. because that was actually sticking into our margins a little bit.
Yeah.
Big
that
time.
Would have been bad
by,
for you guys.
Yes, it would have been very bad for us.
Yeah.
It would have been very bad for
catastrophe.
Us. Because, you know, by the time that person's dead, they've only bought a couple of our flavored, you know.
Oh, yeah, your flavored butt plug.
Dude, that is fucking so chill, man.
Oh, no.
Where can you buy these is my question.
You know, they're next to that, you know, that they have that powdered pill stuff at the bodega, you know.
next to your fucking dick pills and
right.
your fucking
right. yeah,
gross then, dicks.
Yeah, you have it. It's right there on the countertop. So, you know, we like to go right above The cigarettes are, you know, it's a little something on the side by the yo-yos or the toys, or we have them in those little quarter little slot machines too at the grocery store.
And what changes the flavor? It's some type of filter?
It doesn't change the flavor within the pod. You know, they're disposable pods.
Yeah.
Each has their own filter.
And so the filter is the flavor? Is the flavor inside the filter?
The flavor is part of the apparatus. We can't necessarily give away the prototype, though? Because it is, huh?
Is there a juice in there?
No, it's more of a, God, Dave, I wish you could get into this a little more. It's more of a, think of like a Listerine strips almost. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a dry like a gel. Strip. Yeah. Okay. And what's that?
That is fun, man.
That's great.
You're a thinker.
Yeah. Well, you know, this podcast has been going on a while.
Yeah. You got a good head on you. Let's send it around the horn.
We're actually blowing up these days.
Are you?
Are you in any Amazon marketplaces?
Oh, no, the whole podcast is blowing up. We're getting big again.
Yeah, really? New Zealand especially.
Let me take a picture of you guys.
World tour.
World tour. The exact moment you said world tour.
We'll go to fucking Delaware, Maryland.
And cut to 6 months. I'm passing out from anxiety from the meet and greets, hour three.
I'm going to Kris Jenner you guys and like book you guys a lot of stuff.
That'd be very nice. I am in on the idea, Jeff. I think you got a good head on your shoulders.
I appreciate that, Dave.
Good hip on your body. I'd love to use you as a peach pit model. Hips in the air. Anna, what do you think?
I like it.
I appreciate that.
You clap it out for El Jefe the Chef. Eh? He's the chop king. Chop, 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 chop.
Dig into the chop block.
He's always chopping something up.
Jeff, would you like to announce our next contestant?
Yes. Now is the time for the third, you know, last but not least, with what rhymes with least?
Beast.
Yeah, well, is that like an endearing term?
Niece. Nah. She's our niece.
You're my uncle.
Queen Anna, what do you got in store for us today?
Oh, well, hold on. Give me a little bit more. That's it? Like, what?
Right, build her up, man.
Like, you kind of just threw this on me, and I don't work well under pressure like this, Dave.
Improv, yes, and rhyme. Yes, and.
But it's the rhyming, it's the playfulness, Dave. A little help here as the newly bred host.
Queen A, from Queen A to Queen Z, she'll be the number one pitchy. She's the
boy does it good.
She's got the greatest ideas world's ever seen. And we're excited to see if she's going to get muddy in the pig pen.
Okay.
Hold on to your peach pits.
Great. Thank you.
Very good thing.
So recently I happened to go to a soul cycle class. Now I know soul cycles. I know. Oh, can we bleep that out? I should have just said cycling. Or it wasn't soul cycle.
Flywheel, yeah, even, right?
It was a very, very decent and good cycling company that I went to.
What was their deal again?
Epstein? No, they like have a
they
donor.
They wish they were Epstein.
Gives a ton of money to Trump. But honestly, it was kind of just like one of those, you know, one of those things, those viral things. But I did jump on it for
cancel
a bit. But
culture, you know?
I honestly had already bought 10 classes prior to that happening. So it's like, what am I to do? But anyway, that has nothing to do with my idea. So I went to this cycling class and it was a new teacher I never had before, and he actually did not even get on the bike. He just had a girl riding the bike for him while he sat there yelling from – actually, he was sitting at certain times. He was also very
old.
What's
he sitting on, if not
a chair. And he was like mostly just like if he got up, it was like he would get up and walk a few feet and like yell in someone's face. He wasn't in good shape at all. I actually don't understand how he was even a soul cycle instructor.
Right.
But he must be some like – he was a kind of older, so maybe he was like involved from the beginning. Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking, why if this man can basically teach a soul cycle class from like literally the comfort of a chair, then why can't anybody in the entire universe teach a soul cycle class?
Right.
So how about if a hologram of your favorite celebrities was just there teaching your cycling class while a real person just like did the bike riding or something. Come on, that's my idea. Like, what do you think?
So you need to get holograms of these peoples on bikes all the time.
No. They can just be doing anything because they don't have to be
Would they be working out? Could they be doing a jazzercise, if you will?
No, they just could be standing there or sitting there. They're like walking around. And then there's like, just like this guy had, like there could be like a real person that's like riding the bike at the front of the class so you know what to do and what the pace to keep up with.
Oh, so the hologram is motivating you more?
Yes, yes, David, exactly.
Like a drill sergeant almost.
Exactly.
That's what, you know, because on that Nike Run app, they have like a Kevin Hart something or other.
That's great.
That talks to you while you're working out.
Yeah, I think he does something.
That's what this is like. Kevin Hart's actually one of our instructors, so that's so funny that you bring him up.
Yeah, he, you know, his. I hear his run's coming to an end though.
Oh, is that so? Well, he actually is super injured now.
Is he?
Yeah, he got into a terrible accident.
Yeah, God, hope he feels better.
He's okay. His back is injured though. That back, I tell you, the back.
It's the first to go.
It's the first to go.
Before you go.
Your back goes. All right, guys. Well, I'm glad you both love my idea.
I think it's super fun. So,
how does the hologram know where to walk in the room?
Okay, we have John Legend, like, you know, he like pre-tapes like this thing for us, like of him like teaching the class and saying these things. And then the hologram is playing. What?
I'm worried about him walking through certain cyclists.
No, I hear you there.
We have all of that measured out already.
At the very least, why not? Can't he just do one class on the bike so he does it and he the whole hologram is him on the bike?
Okay, yeah, I feel like fair. Having the hologram walk around is really tough to do.
Okay.
Because then you got to assume the eyes are all in the right place, you know?
What do you mean it's the like, eyes?
Right, because you want him to look at you?
Yeah, you know, you kind of want him to be looking in your general direction.
Right.
If you have him on a bike.
Yelling
you know?
Between two people.
Yeah, I think it could get a little wacky.
Yeah, in any business, there's always going to be a learning curve, right? There's always going to be, you know, a margin for error. But
but then the bike's not pedaling, though.
Why?
Yeah, there's a
bike,
real.
No, the bike is a hologram too.
A real person.
Oh yes, of course, the bike would be a hologram too.
Or you could have the person biking, and it just like holograms the face over the other person's face.
Interesting. Like
just like John Legend's face on.
They would have to wear a black bag
what about this?
Over there.
What about this?
White girl.
What if? Yeah. What if everybody? The whole thing is that everybody in the class wears glasses, and the glasses make like the instructor look like it's like Robert De Niro. Like teaching your class.
You know, in this new Irishman movie.
But then does it sound like Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Because he's doing an impression?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, that would be even better, right? No,
you Dave, do your route. Dave does a great Bobby.
You coming for me?
David.
You think you can come for me?
Huh? No.
You come for me and this will be the last time you ever come for anybody.
What the hell is that?
You're looking at me?
No.
You don't look at me. You don't come at me. And Dude, you can't milk a cat.
You're doing like a J-Wow impression.
You know, in that new Irishman movie, they're de-aging all.
Are they really?
De Niro, Pacino.
Yeah, the de-aging is the new thing.
And then who's the other guy, of course?
Will Smith in a different favorite. Movie. They're doing Will Smith de-aged.
They did Will thing. Smith de-aged in something recently.
Yeah, it's
they?
Like that's I what, Am Julian
oh, yeah,
or whatever
yeah,
that shit is called.
Yeah, where he like fights his clone self or something.
Yeah,
I
yeah, the younger
too.
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Essentially.
That's pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a name for your idea, Anna? The Transporter?
Yeah, the Transporter.
Oh!
What's the trans part about?
I don't know, David. You really set me up there. I don't. I guess like
it's
transporting, like a hologram.
Yeah, yeah, I like
yeah.
that. And you're
I'm
jumping on the trans wave.
Aren't used for anything anymore.
I think they came and they went, and people were a little dissatisfied with them. But I think in this,
oh, they're doing
this,
that Whitney Houston.
Like
tour,
you don't want to see like a concert. You feel a little cheated by that.
Yeah,
right?
But exercise class is different,
right?
Exercise class. Who,
should
perfect.
We go around and say what celebrity we'd want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like a Tom Cruise, I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm a sucker for A-list celebrities.
What Tom Cruise do you want?
Do I get to choose like the...
Yeah, like do you want Mission Impossible Tom Cruise, Top Gun
I mean,
Tom
Mission
Cruise?
Mission Impossible Tom Cruise is now spanned over 25 years. I just watched Fallout the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, it's great. It's really the new James Bond. They're, you know, they already
Tom
greenlit
Cruise
7 and
James
8. And those Mission Impossible movies are wacko. Mm. dude knows how to party. So yeah, cruising all the way in. Jeffer?
I'm thinking maybe like a Bernie Mac, you know?
That could be old school
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get the voice, though. I guess you could find someone else to do it. Or you can pull it from, you know, just kind of like making me laugh. And because, you know, sometimes when you laugh, that's a workout in and of itself.
Yeah,
maybe exactly. I'm not even cycling. I'm sitting on the stool laughing.
I actually was laughing at this guy, not at him, like in a mean way, but he was
you're
funny.
Biking?
Yeah, I was because he was
it
like,
"It is an app workout."
Yeah, it is. It was made it more enjoyable.
Yeah, I think because I think I respond better to that than like being like abused by.
Oh no, I can't do that. Yeah,
by like Lil Wayne, you know.
Yeah.
Although.
No. Oh. Oh.
Wayne's in the house.
Yeah. So you guys are in.
Well, who would you pick?
Oh, I would want like anybody. I would like Lil Wayne. I would want like Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's like, we can't really get like these people like Bernie Mac, Anna Nicole Smith, like they're dead. So like, how are we gonna, I mean, I guess Whitney Houston's dead and they made a hologram of him. Yeah. They just use images. They don't, then video.
They figure it out.
They
do Elvis. I think they've done Elvis before.
I think that was in, you're thinking of, You're thinking of
Tupac.
Total Recall. Not Total Recall. What was that movie that came out with what's his name? It was the remake.
What are you talking
Gosling
about?
And Harrison Ford.
Oh, like The Limerick Man or something? Like, what are you talking about?
That movie, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Oh, The Limerick Man.
And you were sitting on that and you knew Elvis was the hologram in that, Dave.
Never saw
guy you are.
Never saw it, I swear. Anna, I am out.
David!
It's not worthy of this episode.
What?
But you're worthy of my time.
That's weird.
I think it's pretty fun. You know, this sector's not going anywhere. If someone can, you know, kind of pivot it to, you know, be a little more, you know, like a novel, then
we have the technology. We have the technology. So why aren't we utilizing it more? Yeah.
No, I'm in as a customer.
This is
investor.
A positive. Thank you, Jeff. This
You're
is
welcome,
a positive
Anna.
Way.
Well, I'm in as a customer.
Oh, you are? Now you're suddenly in as a customer?
Well, how much are the classes? Because if they're class pass rates, then I'm out.
What happened? Oh, it's okay. It's cheaper than...
You're just always spilling stuff, aren't you?
Slippery hands.
It's cheaper, but not much.
Slippery
not by
Pete,
much.
Folks. Folks, that brings us to a close. Slippery Pete is spilling stuff all over the laptop.
I didn't mean to spill it.
We'll be right back after these messages. Hello, 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 folks. Let me ask you a question, Jeffrey.
Yeah, please do.
Do you run your own business?
I'd like to think I do.
Yeah, you sure do, because you're now my partner at Goliath, Jeff. And if you own your own business like Goliath Industries, you're used to doing it all. But if you're struggling to get through your to-do list, HoneyBook can help.
How so?
Well, let's say when you started your business, Jeff, did you dream about all those admin tasks like drafting proposals and contracts and tracking down payments?
Boring.
If that wasn't part of your vision, you need HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an online business management tool that organizes your client communications, bookings, contracts, and invoices all in one place. HoneyBook makes it simple to run your business better. Professional templates, e-signatures, and built-in automation keeps everything on track and makes you look good.
Real good.
And they can even consolidate services you already use, like QuickBooks, Google Suite, Excel, MailChimp, and Gmail. It's the number one choice for client and business management for freelancers and business owners. Save time and do more of what you love with HoneyBook. And right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off when you visit honeybook.com/twins. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you pay monthly or annually. Go to honeybook.com/twins for 50% off your first year. That's honeybook.com/twins. Get more money. and we're back.
You're sniffing before you talk?
Yeah, dude. You know I always sniff before I talk. That's why they call me Davy Sniffles. You guys smell that? Yeah, we do, Davy Sniffles.
Reel it in. Reel it in. Reel it in. Reel it in.
The catch of the day.
Folks, the catch of the day comes to you through Delta. Use our Sky Miles. Or as one person used them the wrong way, folks.
Really?
This is like already something that we would do.
The managing partner of a small Chicago-based travel agency is accused of scamming Delta out of nearly $2 million worth of frequent flyer miles.
Mm.
And here's how Gennady Podolsky, a 43-year-old dual Ukrainian and American citizen, did it. She was arraigned on wire fraud charges.
How did she do it?
What she did is she manipulated the airline's corporate reward program through allegedly, accessing it and using the frequent flyer miles by illegally reaping millions of Sky bonus points worth more than 1.7. All right, we got it.
So she just like put her number in, or what? How does that work?
No, she
What do you think?
What happened with this story?
Is she in jail?
Skimming.
She must be, right?
How did she
2 million miles. Is 2 million like
it's a lot. Oh yeah, it's a lot.
That means you have to travel 2 million miles, or do you get like, you know?
I think they double do a lot of things that are like, yeah, like double miles, triple miles, or like, you know, 300,000 bonus miles, right, or something.
Right.
But
do you guys have miles cards?
You do,
Dave,
right,
just
Dave?
Uses it to get like garbage. Yeah. Out of
No, we've used it for. We did something really smart with.
Well, I guess you wouldn't want miles anyway because you don't like air travel.
No, I do not.
So
I was actually, we have to go to Florida in December now.
Right.
For my friend's wedding. My friend Nicole.
Wow. December what?
She did? She caused flyers to appear to be associated with a fertility center owned by a relative in order to score Sky bonus points.
Say that again?
She caused flyers to appear to be associated with a fertility center.
What does that mean?
Owned by a relative in order to score Sky bonus points.
What does that have to do with it?
Yeah, maybe, what did she do?
Maybe there's some loophole where
bonus for fertility centers?
For like fertility.
Doesn't sound
she
like
made
the
everyone
Delta
at the fertility center like give her her
bonus. Prosecutors say the scheme ran from at least March 2014 until April 2015. She's accused of defrauding Delta out of more than 42 million Sky bonus points.
Didn't
that register some?
It sounds like it did, though.
She's a well-respected and a highly skilled travel advisor. A travel advisor who has served a loyal clientele for many years.
Seems like she just saw a loophole and took advantage of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the very least, she should be
rewarded.
Yes,
handsomely.
Rewarded. Quite so.
Why is that? So
we
she's
don't
in jail?
Send her to Ukraine. You know,
this is a typical anti-Ukraine
like
propaganda.
Right. That's
that
exactly what this
today.
Is. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what
Suddenly,
this is.
Suddenly, we're going to see all these news stories about.
We're on their side at the end of the day. They're the only ones that are stopping Mother Russia from making their way to the ocean. And once they have that oceanfront property, that'll probably thaw them out a little.
Don't talk little about chill. It. They're listening.
Yeah, they are.
They can hear everything.
Dave, so well done, I think.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I kind of butchered that a little bit.
It's okay.
It's all right, David. Don't worry about it.
I guess she was like a travel agent, essentially, and she was, you know, just switching names and booking points.
Okay. I like that. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah. And that's, you know, a victimless crime, really.
Yeah, that's what the article said.
I feel like I could guess what she was doing. Times. Based on the info that you did give, I feel like she was probably taking credit card charges from the fertility clinic and switching it to her.
A lot of babies are riding in first class.
Her account somehow. You know what I mean?
You know, there's a new thing where they're allowing you to know where babies are seated on the plane. Have you read this?
I saw that headline today.
Smart.
I wish we would that work? I guess you have to say who, yeah, what traveler is what, right?
Right, yeah.
You have to buy a seat for an infant.
Well, that's kind of sad if you're like one of
the size.
Yeah.
You have to put them in like one of those like carry-on little like storage rims that shows you if your baby's like too fat that he needs his own seat.
But like, what if you have a newborn? What if you have a little like, a little like 3 month old baby? That's going to cry.
Yeah, I think you can sit on your lap, he or she or they. But yeah.
And then...
But that's an unseated baby.
An unseen baby.
Unseated.
Yes.
They don't have their own seat.
I think right. You have to... Do you have to write if you're traveling
with
the baby?
That's why you
gotta
go to the fertility clinic, because it's unseated.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you think you have to write if you're traveling with the baby when you're buying your ticket?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Seems like I've never seen the option.
It's not going to be a problem, Emma.
I actually haven't seen that option. That does bring up, huh? Well, maybe after... Maybe
after you have a kid, they'll know. Is that what you're going to say?
I know stuff. Folks, this brings me to the favorite part of my show. It's time for the nation to rise up. You can submit your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscript hustles to our email at ideas@twinnovation.biz. You can also DM us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, message us, or you can call this very special number. Jeff, you know what it is?
1-646-926-1092.
Ooh, hoorah.
just like get it off the playlist. Start it somewhere else. Like, at this point, fans don't even like us anymore.
The chemical engineer is calling in. Ooh, if you're ready.
Yes, I am.
What's up, boys? It's your chemical engineer, Mikey Fowl, coming in. You know, usually I've got some sort of genius invention, but today I actually have a catch of the day for you guys and a little bit of advice for any other Twinnovation fans looking to scheme and dream some money from the absolute fucking scum of the earth, landlords.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows that landlords fucking suck and they'll steal your security deposit for no reason. But I experienced something recently. I moved out of my old apartment and I got my security deposit returned, and it was pretty, you know, he took out some money from it and I was like, hey, at least he gave me some money back. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up my local laws about what he can actually take out of it. And it turns out that in a lot of places, if they don't give you an itemized list of deductions within 30 days, or if it takes them more than 45 days to even get you the check, you can be entitled to sometimes double or triple the deposit you put down. So me and my roommates put down about $700 between the three of us. I'm actually going to be able to get $1,400 from my landlord. I'm going to probably have to take him to court for it. But, you know, sometimes you got to work with Johnny Law to get that sweet payday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my advice, my catch of the day is look up your local security deposit laws, your local landlord laws. You can totally fuck them over if you really want to. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Yeah,
so the chemical engineer is getting down, getting scientific with it.
Right. No, totally. I mean, it sounds like, look, I don't know how much these lawyers cost per hour, but if you're getting $1,400 out of it, and maybe you tell the lawyer beforehand, like, you know, $300 for you type of deal, you know?
Yeah.
Is that in addition to the $700 he already got, I imagine?
I just don't think it's a good idea to necessarily get embroiled in any kind of court case. Actually, if you ever are trying to get an apartment, one of the things they check on a background check is if you've ever been to housing court for any reason. So even if you're the person that sues your landlord, you'll show up as being someone that's had a case in housing court. And that
well,
is someone
there's housing
that,
court's a different court?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well,
how do you know
why,
that?
That's why we like
because
to have your view.
Because Dave and I have looked into certain
we have
issues in the past, and it's actually never in your favor to sue anyone, basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm, unless it's extremely dire.
Hmm. Very curious. I, you know, my philosophy with the security deposit is Just don't pay your
last month. That was I asked Jeffrey. That is a classic Rosenberg.
The security deposit. I don't want to deal with this. Like, I'm handing you X amount of money so you can return X amount of money to me at your benefit. It's like, fuck off.
You do want to do things by the book so you don't get in trouble.
Money's money, though, you know? Like, they're not going to...
But if you didn't fuck up the apartment, they'll give you back your security deposit.
Maybe. Depends how many walls or how many holes I put behind your TV.
I agree with Jeff on that.
$250 a hole, Dave, right?
No.
Don't get me started, folks. I'm excited to hear this pitch from perhaps Jamil from Boston, Massachusetts, of course.
Ooh.
What's going on, guys? I'm going to try this again because I just left a voicemail and I got disconnected. But my name is Jamil from Boston, Massachusetts, the greatest city on earth.
Yeah.
And allow me to pose a question. What's the worst part of a breakup, especially a bad breakup? That is correct. The pictures, the memories, all the things on your phone that will never leave and keep reminding you of that awful relationship. And you're just trying to get over the person, you know? So my idea is an app called Scorched Earth. And basically, it's kind of like a prenuptial for all the pictures that you take with your significant other. You store all your pictures on this app, and there's a button with a flame on it. And if anything goes wrong, it will delete everything that you have with your significant other. And I'm talking everything. The pictures on your phone, to the social media posts you may have made with her through facial recognition technology. Any pictures of you guys together will be deleted if you have the control to delete them, like, you know, on your Instagram or on your Twitter, you know, whatever, wherever you're posting those nice pics. And yeah, it's called Scorched Earth because, you know, it's from the war strategy. So yeah, let me know what you think.
Gonna know.
And
I like
if any of you guys are ever in any part of the New England area, you have to let me know because I go fucking crazy. And you guys should party with me.
Yeah.
Jamil.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Love you.
Good, Jamil.
Love it.
Big fan.
Big fan of Jamil, the crazy motherfucker from Boston.
Bam, ba, bam, ba, 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 bam, ba, bam,
I love the idea.
What do you think? The Irishman. De Niro. Boston, though. De Niro. Pacino.
Do your De Niro.
You looking at me? Is you? Hey, is you looking at me? Let me tell you about me. I look at you. You don't look at me.
He's nailing it.
Don't look at me.
He's nailing it live.
What
that's
does he sound?
What?
You do your De Niro.
Yeah, I can't do a De Niro. I'm a girl.
Give it a try.
You looking at me? You like that shit?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. So Jamil's idea, I like it, Scorched Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a final resort, I guess.
Sure, yeah. It's almost like, you know, what's that film with Jim Carrey where he, like, deletes the memory?
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine.
Everyone just wants to erase their memory, but really, can you ever escape pain, no matter what?
I've erased plenty of memories.
You can stop. I hold on to all the memories for better or worse.
You gotta
know
which spots of your head
to push.
What
do you do with the memories?
I keep them.
And then you just, do you let them hurt you? Do you wallow?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you could use this app then, Jeffrey. Oh,
but I don't want to destroy memories.
Okay. Do you hold on to pictures and stuff from your exes?
I like the idea.
I do, yeah.
Well.
They're pinned onto my ceiling. Like targets. And I just take a little pen and I...
You are a bad boy.
That's
oh my
bad.
God.
You're
bad. You're a bad boy.
Are you
You're
being
bad?
Bad
boy.
Yeah, no, I think it's people should definitely, or would definitely be into that.
I'm into it. I'm all about it.
Just, you know, like vanishing a memory. Maybe it is healthy. I don't know. Who am I?
Get rid of the memories. Block everybody out. Block them. You got blocked.
I do like the function of you know, deleting.
What if you can like mute them, you know, or like mute the photos, but they're still around somewhere in case you want to peek at them and walk down old memories.
That's like Dropbox or something.
No, because this is you want the flash flood, the fire to
you want to move on. Exactly.
What if you had a family and your wife and your wife and your two kids get brutally murdered? Are you scorch earthing them?
What do you mean? No, this is for breakups. This is for breakups. You sick fuck.
Well,
you
know, so what's the difference?
Salt and pepper patch. You
what's
have
the
underneath?
Difference?
The difference is your children are your blood and bone versus some, you know, summer hookup in Louisiana.
Yeah, or someone that breaks your
yesteryear.
Hat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's
sick
fair.
Fuck
I was
you
just
are.
Asking a hypothetical.
You're a bad guy.
You thought we were talking about scorching the
Mother
earth for like dead
right
relatives?
You.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
Jeff used to cut off the tips of bunnies' ears.
Jeff?
Like stuffed bunnies?
No. Wild bunnies.
That's sick. Fucked up.
Just the tips.
Ugh, you're absolutely.
No. Huh? Oh, I like this idea, Jamil.
Yeah,
I think
fun.
It's good.
I think
and I love Boston,
really like
and I stand with my Boston boys
Boston
every day
show.
And any day.
Fucking clam chowder.
I want Dickie back. And I want you, Charlene.
That's a great Charlene.
It's not. This is my fight. Not yours, not yours, not yours, and not yours.
Love that, Jeff.
Yeah, you guys are good together. You got chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff's been in love with me since the moment he met.
That's
well,
what you've been saying.
A very good
I've
rapport.
Heard some tales, some whispers of your whispers, let's call them. I know you like to whisper so much.
Dave, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, you know, I think we're going to make a trip up to Massachusetts.
All right.
Yes.
Maybe hit up Boston.
Yes.
Hit up Boston, see if Jamil's around.
That's not a bad idea. What are you doing up there?
Of course, we are going to be saying goodbye to our grandmother.
Yes, yes. We are, David.
And we have to write a good speech. So.
We do have to write. Are we doing a tandem speech?
Oh, no. I mean, we could all say something intermittently, I think, you know.
In what?
Intermittently.
How many people are going to be there?
Not many. I think it's because all my friends is dead.
Well, I guess that's what we're all doing this weekend or so.
Why would you bring that up?
Jeff.
Because the fans like to, we share our lives with them and they share their lives with us. And this is what the nation's about. We're
okay.
Looking out for each other.
Well, before we go to the funeral, which is actually going to be next week, not this weekend, I'm going to be picking up a violin.
Yeah, and so I'm feeling back into violining.
If you had asked me what I was doing, I could have told you that, and we would have avoided this whole sad moment.
Right.
I think
it's good to pay respects, David.
Yes, it is.
Are you
of
breaking up a little
is.
Bit?
Huh?
That's good. I'm just making sure.
We're going to be... What are we talking about
now? The violin. Why are you getting the violin?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be playing the violin because I played the violin for 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I haven't played in years at this point, so I feel like if I just pick... I heard some really
good... What do one of those guys go for these days?
I'm going to rent one, and I'm going to rent it for $130 from now till July.
Oh, that's great.
For a full year?
Because they do a school year special. You don't have to
that's
be a student.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Great.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, great. So,
very lovely. Beautiful
people don't
instrument.
Respect the yeah. renting economy. Enough.
Maybe you'll play a little something. At
yeah,
the,
maybe I will. Oh, at, no, no. Uh-huh. I'm not. Well, I don't think I'm going to be good enough. After. Well, maybe.
Definitely good, better, not. Best, right, Davey?
Never let it rest till
the good
gets
better
and
the better
is
best.
Is best or gets best?
We'll look
gets
it up.
Best, yes. And as always, folks,
stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Walking out the door, rob the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, make some more burns. Now an open screw. Saw today with two dudes for innovation. I owe you.
Oprah, Oprah, buddy, getting Oprah, buddy. Oprah, Oprah, buddy, getting Oprah, buddy. Getting Oprah, buddy, getting Oprah, buddy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.